Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, guys. You are live in the day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and I promise you on today's show, we're going to have a great show today. We've got a lot to talk about. We got a lot going on in the community. We've got a lot of things that we need to get abolished nationwide. We need to jump on what's going on within our school systems across the nation. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that this continues to happen, and there's no recourse as to what kind of plan of action that we're going to have. Number to call, 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Also, we're going to be joined today by none other than, he's a worker in the local school system here in this area, Mr. Darius Lindsay, that is. He's going to join us later on in the show, and we're going to get his perspective on what we should be doing or what's not working right now that we need to really look at beefing up, you know. And we're also going to talk about some of the I've been talking to a lot of people on Facebook, and I've been talking to a lot of people on Twitter. I've been talking to a lot of people on Instagram, and I went and spoke at a couple of places that people who have issues with what's going on, especially with what happened down in Florida, the tragedy in Florida that happened the other day. And the answer is put guns in teachers' hands. I'm going to tell you guys after the break, I'm going to tell you why that is such a horrible idea and why I don't think that that's the answer and what would probably happen if that did happen. It's all around horrible. It's all around horrible. You know, it's easy for someone to sit out and say things like that. Sitting out, you know, looking in, they can say things like that and don't really have a grasp on as to what it really is, what really is the problem. And I'm telling you, there is a problem that we need to fix. If we don't fix this problem, we are going to be in a big mess. Our children right now, our young people, you know, I think something that's beautiful that I'm seeing is going on right now down in Florida. Those young people, they are starting to stand up and speak out. And this what's have to happen. If we don't stand behind them, they're going to be out there by themselves. But you know what? They have taken up the cause. And this gives me a lot of hope in our young generation. They're not as bleak and lazy as they have been labeled. They are fighters. And they're starting to show that they're fighters. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My hands so full of our hopes and
that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Back to the show. Number to call is 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. I hate that number, y'all, but we're going to get through it. I promise you we're going to get through it. All right, talking about some things that's going on, and, well, not some things, major occurrences that's going on in our nation right now with our schools. There has to be a lot of emphasis put on the problems that our young people are experiencing across the nation in our schools. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. What's even more ridiculous is that we got people that you look to hear an intelligent response from about the situations that's going on, especially particularly the situation in Florida. I don't want you to get it twisted. I care about what happened in Florida. It hurt me to my heart. But this has been happening for quite some years. And at what point in time are we going to get serious about not letting this happen anymore? At what point in time are we going to get serious about what needs to happen with gun control? Now, you know, look at here. I don't care about the people who own guns. I'm not saying take guns from no one. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is put in some safety measures. We got all these people popping their lips about teachers should carry guns. Military should come in with guns. There should be more SROs. And we got all these people saying all these very unintelligent things. And no one's saying anything about before anyone get their hands on any type of gun, I don't care if it's a damn BB gun, they should be mentally evaluated. Why is that such an issue? Why is that such a sore topic for people to understand that they have to instill some sort of psychological evaluation? These are people dying all over the nation in schools. I don't understand it. I don't understand how we can be a nation of praying and forgiving. And, you know, I love God like the next person. But you sitting at home keeping people in your prayers, your thoughts and prayers, is not alleviating the problem. Now, if I'm not remembering correctly, I think along with those prayers, you have to put in some work. Those prayers don't just come and manifest themselves. You got to put some work in. So telling someone you're praying for them and keeping them in your thoughts, whatever. Start putting in some work. Start making sure that what you're feeling, you're manifesting out here in this universe. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are. There's groups still being started. There's vigils being started. You know what? I understand the vigil aspect. But if I continue in the Charlotte area and Gastonia, North Carolina, that is, if I continue to see the same John Browns on TV talking about they love of the community, they care about what's going on. They're sorry that this is happening across the nation. We have to do something about it. If I keep seeing the same John Browns, I'm going to start calling y'all behinds out on this radio show, because you guys are not, and girls, are not doing anything productive. Only thing you're doing is getting your big heads on TV and pretending that you are caring and making a difference in the community, when in actuality, I don't see you doing jack. We're going to call it what it is. I don't see you doing jack. Guys, there are a lot of people out here who claim they love the community, who claim that they are working for our young people, who claim that they are going to do whatever they need to do to make sure that our schools, our churches, our whatever are safe, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. We got to worry about people running into churches too, but that's another show. They're claiming that they're going to do whatever they can to make things safe. And in actuality, they're just looking for their 5 minutes of fame in the Gazette or on TV, which is absolutely ridiculous to me. Something's got to change. These leaders are not doing anything. They're not doing anything. And, you know, look, I'm not going to start talking about these groups and these people who say they stand for the community, the urban community, or whatever the case may be, because some of these groups have been out for years, years, and our communities are still in the same shambles. So help me understand What's going on? We're wasting time with idle talk, and we're not doing the things that we need to do to make sure that our young people are going to be safe. Now, before, while we was in the break, I think I did say something about I'm very happy that the young people down in Florida are starting to stand up. They're standing up, and they're not going to take this land down. They're not going to take this land down, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't take it laying down, but when are they going to get the support that they really need from the adults, from the ones that are supposed to be guiding them? Guys, this is a problem. This is a problem. When you are sitting at home and you're second-guessing sending your children to school because you're scared or you're afraid that something might happen, that's a problem. I'm going to tell you, there was times when I was going to school. We didn't have to worry about this when I was going to school. I'm not going to tell y'all my age, but it is what it is. we didn't have to worry about this. We did not have to worry. I can remember when we thought somebody was bad if they brought a knife to school. If somebody had a knife, we thought that was the baddest joke in the classroom or on campus. But now, it's done went to different heights. How this guy in Florida get this many guns without someone saying, hold on, what's going on? I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that there has to be some serious changes going on. Our churches used to be the cornerstone of the community. I've said this before. But our churches are not a cornerstone anymore. Our churches are just what they are. They're churches. Get out from behind the pulpit, ministers, and start coming into the community and letting these people know that you are there for them on a spiritual, a mental, and a physical level. It's not all about how many people you can get in the pews on Sunday or whatever day. And for those in the mosque, step outside the mosque and learn who the community is. Try to understand the community so they can understand you. I know there's a lot of things going on. But guys, it's got to change. The way we think has to change. Now, I had a gentleman tell me, well, I'm not going to say he told me, but he was saying that, you know, military should be some of the ones that might patrol schools now. Let me first and foremost say my hat tips off to all armed force members who go and fight for this country. You have my utmost respect. But some of y'all come back not too right either. So why would we look at that option without mental health evaluations? I'm not saying it's a bad option altogether, but I'm saying there has to be some mental health evaluations going on. We need to stop being afraid of that. I don't know why we're so afraid to say when someone might not need a weapon like that. So here's what I'm saying. There has to be some sort of redrawing of the map. There has to be some effective planning going on in the schools. And I'm not saying the schools are not doing what – I'm not saying that they are not trying. But what I'm saying is they seriously need how things are done. The security of the school is the most important thing to me other than my child's education or educational needs being met. You know, it's hard to concentrate – on your day-to-day when you think your child might be in harm's way. I'm not saying this is a perfect world, but what I am saying is that there has to be some sort of plan put together that's going to work. I don't have the answer. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't have the answer, but I am committing myself to help find the answer or doing my part to make sure that some people are educated as to what they're saying. But look, teachers with guns, that's a no-no. I mean, that's a no-brainer for me. It's just a no-brainer. I don't understand it. I don't understand why that's even up for debate. That's a no-brainer. You don't pay teachers enough now, but then you want some to volunteer and carry a gun on them. I don't understand that. I just don't. Make me understand it. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on. And hopefully we'll be joined by none other than Darius Lindsay. I can't wait to talk to him and get his viewpoint on what we should be doing. Oh, and also, before we head out for break, I am going to talk about the this year's Independent Artist Festival. We're going to have it again. It's going to be our fifth annual Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina. Guys, you don't want to miss out on it because it's going to be something really awesome. And for the last 4 years, we've gotten a bunch of love on the Independent Artist Festival. And I just want this to continue because it has to continue. It has to continue. And we're also going to be working on something a little new this year. And I'm going to let you know because you guys can definitely check out the show now. We're on several platforms. I'm definitely excited for the vision and the outlook of the show, where it's going. We're on iHeartRadio now, so you guys can check the show out on iHeartRadio. There's going to be a few more platforms. We just had a couple more stations across the nation that is starting to inquire and play the radio show, and we're trying to work on a trip out to Bakersfield, California, so we can do the show there live for maybe a week. Because those guys really support this radio show, and I really appreciate that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live in the day with you.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Let me sing. Hey.
Something sweet as a candy bar.
Make something out of myself.
Show number to call 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Guys, we've been talking a little bit about what's going on nationwide with our school systems and what we should do or what we should try to do to abolish this situation and to see if there's some way that we can tackle this head on without putting more guns in the school. I don't think that's the answer. Put more guns is going to add more problems. Then you got more liability. Then you have more training. Then, you know, there's not enough money to train now. There's not enough money for supplies. There's not enough money for food. There's not enough money for curriculum. But some people want to add money. Some people want to add guns into the equation. And do you think you can just give a teacher a gun without training them? And with that training comes costs. With that training takes away time from educational studies, preparation. There's too many flaws to that. But I have people, you know, I have people in my inbox. And I mean, they're telling me left and right, this is what has to happen. This is not what has to happen. What has to happen is we need to start taking better care. First and foremost, we need to start taking better care of our home. If we pay attention to what our children are exposed to, if we pay attention to what our children are doing when they are away from us. I know we all don't have great, wonderful angel children, but you know what? I've been taught to give everybody the benefit of a doubt until they prove me wrong. And I just don't think that our young people are setting themselves out to ruin their lives by causing havoc. There is a lot of things that come into play when it comes to the success of our young people and their mental status and how they're handling things socially. You know, parents, we need to understand when our children are getting nosy. I don't understand why parents are so afraid to be nosy. Check your children's accounts. Follow them on some of these social media sites. Find out what they're saying, what they're exposed to, what they're doing. It's important. Just like this young man down in Florida, you got everybody saying he was such a nice kid. We would have never guessed that he would have done something like this. Well, surprise. He showed you different. And then there's not too many people that can say, okay, we knew he was out thinking like this, but it's not too many people that can say that. Matter of fact, I don't know if there's one. I haven't heard anybody say that. All I've heard was how good of a person he is. But this should let everyone know that in a split second, someone is capable of doing things that they shouldn't be capable of doing. And we can't give them the tools to do these things. So I just think that we need to stay out of the idea of just adding guns to the school system by giving teachers guns. I just, you know what, that amazed me that people are so headstrong on that subject. People are so headstrong to teachers with guns. I don't hear teachers saying it. Now, you might hear a couple of, you know, that's out there in left field to say they want to carry a gun, but those are the ones you don't want to carry. Because let me enlighten you guys. You know, a teacher's life can be a difficult life. There are teachers out there who are stressed out. There are teachers out there who don't know which way to turn when they leave the school or when they're coming to school. There are teachers out there who hate their jobs. And you want to put a gun in one of those individuals' hands? I don't understand that. There are some kids that like to aggravate teachers, but this gets back to what I was saying all along. And I'm going all around just to prove this point to you about mental stability. There is a problem with local school systems that love to match silver spoon fed teachers. teach inner city or urban kids that has a hard time. Now, that alone is not something bad, what I'm saying. What I'm saying is those teachers got to learn to stop telling these young people that I understand where you come from. I understand how you live. Because these young people, the first thing they'll tell them is, no, you don't understand where I live. You don't understand where I come from. You don't have to go home and take care of your brother or sister because your mom is on crack or your dad's an alcoholic or he's not in the picture. You don't have to do that. I do. And guess what? They bring that pain with them to school. So there needs to be a better, I don't want to say match, but there needs to be a better placement when it comes to the type of teachers that need to be in certain areas. Some urban areas need that type of teacher, and some urban areas don't. Now, I say this because if a child that has to go through that daily, continually hearing that every day when they come to school, when they're having problems, they're hearing, I understand, when in actuality you don't understand, it starts to play on their psyche a little. It starts to play on their psyche. And you don't need that to be another issue with what's going on with this child already. That just, it doesn't happen like that. I know, I hear you. My man Bernard said they should train veterans to be security for our schools. I agree. If they go through a mental evaluation. That's the key. I'm telling y'all, that is the key. That is the key to getting some stability in the school systems. If you're going to bring trained veterans in, make sure those trained veterans don't have any baggage mentally. And I'm not saying all veterans do, because I know they don't. But make sure they don't. Make sure they don't, because that's the problem. You going to give Ned DeWino a pistol because Ned DeWino served 15 years in the military. You know Ned out here wilding on the corner. You can't do that. You got to give these guys some mental evaluations to make sure that they can handle this. If that happens, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But if it don't happen, which I don't know if the cost would be on the school side or if it will be on a more state side. But here's the kicker, guys. You guys know everything boils down to money. You know everything boils down to money. And is it going to be taken from the teachers? Is it going to be taken from the students to cover the cost to bring the veterans that are trained in, but they got to have the mental aptitude test first? Is it going to take money from them? And if that's the case, then we're going to start seeing teachers leave left and right, because they're already making peons compared to what they have to do. They should be making a whole lot more than what they are doing right now. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, when we come back, hopefully we'll be joined by Mr. Lindsay, and he will give us a little insight into what's going on in the school system that he works in. I can't wait for you guys to definitely get to talk to him or hear him talk. And that's coming up when we get back. 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day. With Jay.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show, number 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. I hate that number, guys, but we got to learn to live with it right now. Want to take a quick second before I bring my first guest on. I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Philly, Chicago, Houston, Tacoma, Washington, and Bakersfield. Thank you guys for continuing to support this show. I really appreciate it, and I know that you guys are definitely down with what's going on with this show, and we're going to make that trip out there to Bakersfield and do this show live out there. I promise you that's what we're going to work on doing. Also, guys, check out the show on, of course, this platform, Blog Talk, or you can go to iHeartRadio and follow the show and listen to the show on iHeartRadio. It plays. You can play it at any given time, and it plays simultaneously, all over the place. So check that out. We're excited about that. I'm excited about that. I'm looking to bring my talents home here in North Carolina. I want to be close. I want to be right here in Charlotte. That's where I want to be. But, you know, there's some obstacles, but it's okay. We'll deal with it. We're going to talk about that Independent Artist Festival later on in the show. But we've been talking a little bit about what's going on in our school systems across the nation. And my first guest, he actually is in the school system. And along with myself, he's in the school system. And he is wanting to come on and talk to us a little bit about what it is that he is seeing, what it is that he feels needs to happen in the school system. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my man, Darius Lindsey. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. Got a lot on my heart, got a lot on my mind, man, with this school situation. What are we going to do, man?
That's a good question, Jay. It's not that we can't – I'm not going to say it's not that we can do. It's just hard because working in a school, we do these lockdown drills every day with our children. And the thing about it is a gum is not going to come in the way they think. The gum is not going to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here. Then we can run our lockdown drill.
Exactly.
I just believe we're going to have tighter security, either beef up security or just have checks every day. But it's not you can really do about it. I mean, we have at North Gaston, where I'm at, we have bomb threats all the time. And it's only going to be that one day where a bomb threat really be real. I mean, so we have them all the time.
So let me ask you, though, with in saying that, I know you were saying something about checks every day. Do we want
mm-hmm.
to? Do we want to do that? I don't want it to sound asinine, but do we want to put our children, especially the good ones, in an environment that they feel like they're incarcerated?
No, because that don't feel good at all. I mean, if anybody, well, for the viewers that's not from Gastonia, North Carolina, I went to Hunter Huss High School. My freshman year, we had a barbed wire fence that looked like a prison cell when you went there. We like we was in prison every day. So the
How does that feel?
Surrounding the school. I mean, it was crazy because, you know, one, people made it seem like Huss was a bad, you know, deal. Kids always, you know, talk about it like, oh, y'all go to that prison over there. So, I mean, as a kid, you don't want to have that label on you that you go to that type of school. So having checks every day, for some people, that will play on their psyche. So, you know, you don't want to do that because it do feel like you're in a prison cell.
Right.
And, you know, and kids do talk about school like it is like going to jail. Oh, I got to go to jail. I mean, basically, they march you from class to class like they march you in jail. They give you a time to eat lunch at an open area like they do in jail. So, I mean, you don't want that to be in their psyche as something bad by having police there with dogs and checking you every day. That's not a good look for our kids.
Right. So, okay, so in saying that, what about, I've been talking earlier on the show about, I'm hearing this idea of giving teachers or letting teachers volunteer to carry guns.
That's a bad idea because some teachers ain't rap too easy. Some teachers nick people with kids anyways to get them in trouble every day. So giving a teacher a gun and giving them a license to shoot, that's a bad idea.
I agree with that. Yeah. But as I said in the show earlier, no one's talking about mental health checks. Nobody's talking about exams, that is, not checks. Nobody's talking about seeing if, you know, these people can carry a firearm, you know, and
well, you know your
mentally.
You know, your previous president, Barack Obama, you know, he made a deal where if you had a mental illness, you couldn't get a gun. And your current president,
yeah.
you know, omitted that bill. Now it doesn't matter if you have a mental illness or not. You know, they let anybody buy the gun.
Yeah,
so,
but
I mean,
you know what though? I seen something earlier today, and I think that he might be trying to come around and kind of understand. Look, we need to put something in place to do some mental health backgrounds. You know, I mean, this is getting serious, man. Well, it's been serious, but it's getting scary serious now.
That's true, and I think we only worry about mental illness after the shooting has taken place. Every
exactly.
shooting that we had in America, we worry about the mental illness after the shooting has taken place.
Exactly.
I've
said that before.
Florida, they blaming it on mental illness.
I said it before. We got to be proactive and stop being so reactive. We're so reactive to it. It's tearing us apart. We got to be proactive on this situation from this point on. We got to start preparing a lot better.
That's true. But I think we could have been proactive because especially with the last school shooting, the FBI knew about it and they just didn't believe it. So it's like, when are we going to start taking it serious? Because they knew. I mean, he had went on YouTube and went on a rant about everything and what he was going to do, and nobody took him serious.
So let me ask you about the area we're in.
Uh-huh.
what do you see needs to happen? I know you said that it needs to be a different approach to the security measures, this, that, and other. What, so do you not think the security is working in our area, or you just see it as too flawed? And without giving away, I don't want to give anybody no ideas who's listening to this show, but
right.
You know, I don't need that.
I don't think one resource officer to 1,500 kids really works. Do you want to put a lot of cops in the school? Nah, you don't want to do that. But I just don't think that one resource officer and one security guy with 1,500 kids is going to really work. Because if somebody come in with a gun, you already know if somebody come with a gun, they're going to get somebody first. But let's keep them – and that's sad to say that. That's sad to say they're going to get somebody first before we can react to it. But at least it won't be 17 kids. And no life is ever worth it, but at least it goes from 17 down to 2 if you had more people there.
We need no kids, period. We need to make it where they can't even get into school.
Right. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part of doing that, because you don't want that bad look as we gonna have them search like we going to prison every day, or we at the airport and we searching every kid early through their book bags, through their lockers. You don't want to do that. But then again, how can you really protect these kids at school? Because it's kind of hard to do.
So why not have them through a metal detector?
Well, you should do it every day. See, I think where it comes down to it, be honest with you, Jay, when I watch at school every day, I think and I hate to say this like this, but I think teachers are just lazy, because nobody want to get up and take the initiative to make the school on time every day to run these checks. You know, people complain, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? But then when something bad happened, then they're like, oh, man, we should have did this, or we could have done more. And I think the laziness in people don't want to do their job, and nobody principal-wise, county-wise, is really forcing it to be done the right way.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm playing a little advocate with you right now. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But on the same token, on a teacher's point of view, look at the stuff they put up with, and they don't get paid nothing. They don't get paid.
That's true. They
don't get paid. I mean, even the assistants, man, the assistants do more than the teachers in most places.
And
they
don't get paid
nothing. You know?
Right.
And I agree with that. I don't understand that. And all the people who make the decisions are the ones making the big bucks, and the ones that impact the children's lives daily are getting fed scraps. I don't understand that. And to tell a teacher that they're appreciated by giving them a plaque, a button, is a slap in the face.
Are you giving them a bonus? You give them a bonus that you text twice.
Exactly.
So teachers don't believe.
Teachers that are angry. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are. Very, very much so. I mean, why go the extra mile when your school or your county is not going to take care of you? Because I bet you this right here, if something happened with that teacher, the county ain't going to step up for you. Your principal not going to step up for you. You're going to be out there by yourself. So, I mean, people look at it like, yeah, it is.
That's sad, man. That's sad.
But you know what, though, Jay? We had this conversation every day in school. That's why more people are going to homeschooling and hiring private people to come in to teach their babies than send them to school, because school's not even safe no more. School used to be a safe place. School ain't that no more.
So let's talk about that a minute. I'm going to digress. I want to talk about that a minute. You said that more people are talking about homeschooling, and they're calling what educators in who have given up schooling on a traditional level, and they're contracting themselves out to come in and teach people's children?
Yes.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep. And we talk about it every day. That's the new thing now, because more people are going to homeschooling because it's safe. And what it is like a group of them to where it's not always at your home. You get them out in different little locations, but the class size is no more than 8 or 10 kids. And you teach them, you know, you can teach your own curriculum. You can pull out your own curriculum, what you want to have. You don't have to go by the North Carolina State education curriculum. You have your own. And kids are doing well with it. I mean, only bad thing with that is I look at the social aspect for a child. What kind of social life is he or she having? Well, you know, they play sports. They get a chance to play sports. But besides that, you know they're safe. You know,
maybe that's a show we need to talk about, too. Now, I know earlier we were talking about we were talking about the school system and what it takes, but I want to flip that on the community for a second. What do you think these so-called leaders in the community, what do you think their role is to help alleviate this?
I just think if they put more awareness out there on it, if they try to get more, you have to say more law passed, because you can't beat everything with legislation or law. But I just think if, you know, community leaders will bring more awareness to it, have stricter rules on things. I just feel like, you know, school violence still happens, gun violence still happens, because every time somebody go and shoot up a school, it, you know, is normally a person. I hate to say this, Jay, I don't want to bring any controversy to your show, but it's normally a person of Caucasian descent. And so the narrative always get changed to, is a mental illness situation. Oh, he had a reason. This, that, and the third is an excuse. And so they never want to make laws against their own self.
Yeah,
so
but
it's hard.
To be fair, mm-hmm. there's a lot of African American and people of different backgrounds that don't get to the point of, I guess, firing off weapons, but they do bring them to school and they get caught with
them.
Like those things are just not spoken about, which should be spoken about.
Right. I think
our numbers are just suspect. I really do. I think our numbers are very suspect when it comes to breaking down the barriers of.
We don't
what
make the national
of kids. Right.
Yeah, we don't make the national news. That's what I'm saying with us. We don't make the national news because we don't get to pull it off. And that's not, I mean, that's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad they got caught and they don't pull it off. I just don't want to make the national news. But I just think when things happen, there's no, it's like a slap on the wrist. It's a 50-50 chance they may or may not get out of jail. But the thing about it, with all the school shootings, we talk about them real heavy when they first happen.
Mm-hmm.
Two, 3 weeks later, you don't hear nothing about it.
I agree.
Everybody,
I don't think this guy going to get a slap. I don't think he's going to get a slap on the wrist, though. He needs a slap.
No,
I
don't think
he is. I don't think he's going to get a slap on the wrist.
Because one is the biggest mass shooting at a school on United States.
It's really sad, man. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
My main focus is to find a solution or a path to a solution that's going to keep our young people, our schools safe. We got to come to some kind of solution that's going to keep us safe.
True. And we got to stop thinking about what the budget going to say about it, too, because that's just like the number one thing that always people want to say. Well, we could do this, but the budget says this. You know, we have to start thinking about, okay, I know the budget is this, but we got to keep these babies safe. But we can't – this got to stop. This has to stop. You can't keep letting this happen. In the greatest country, I believe, which is the United States of America, you can't keep letting this happen. I mean, it's sad that our babies go to school, a place where you're supposed to be safe and you're supposed to have fun, and you don't know if you're going to come back home today.
Yeah,
that's
a very scary feeling as a parent. But, you know, I know you said the budget, but it's going to definitely be affected. This is what I said. Before I brought you on, we had a discussion because somebody in the chat room was saying something about bringing the veterans in, and we said something about, mental health testing them, you know, which after that would probably be a good idea. But then we got to think about where is the money going to come from to mental health test them, to buy them firearms, to train them. In the school way of training, where's that money going to come from? And are they going to, if they did do that, would they take it away from the teachers or would they take it away from the curriculum or something? Some way or another, the children and the teachers are going to hurt for that extra push when they shouldn't hurt, but they will hurt from that extra push that the school system will try to incorporate. Now I'm for new changes, but I don't want to hurt the people that are already hurting financially.
True.
You know, cause I mean, they got to make a living, man. They got to make a living, and you know.
And what they pay TA, and what they pay TAs, man, it's not worth it. You know, as a TA, you know, as a teacher assistant, you don't make over $18,000 a year.
And see, that's sad.
Yep, as a teacher assistant, and you do a lot of work. You do a lot of work with people, kids. There's a lot of stuff that go in that teachers assistants do for teachers. A lot of phone calls you have to make for people. Depending on what kind of classroom you work in, sometimes you're dealing with DSS. I mean, there's a lot of things you deal with as a teacher assistant, you know, to take the ease off the teacher so they can actually teach the child. And, you know, that's the same, man. It's hard out here living if you're not married off a salary of $19,000 a year, especially if you have kids, a family to take care of.
Right, right. Well, I tell you, I was going to have another guest on the show today. They weren't able to make the show today, which I hate, because I really wanted to hear these two contrasting views from you and from the individual that was coming on. But, you know, we're going to work that out to where you guys will get your chance to talk about your contrasting views, because there is an issue with our school systems. I mean, that's point blank.
Definitely.
We know that. There's an issue.
Definitely.
And we need to find out how we are going to continue to make if we feel our schools are safe now, we need to figure out how we're going to continue to make them safe or make them even more safe. Because I don't think you can ever have enough security measures put in place. And our kids, man, they deserve to be safe. Our teachers, our parents deserve to be safe.
Because it takes too long because we have to do something, because the response time of responders, it takes too long to get there. It takes too long. Because of that, me being where I'm working at, out in the rural country area, when we have bomb threats, man, it takes at least 10 minutes for the local police department to actually get to the school. So you have to do something to make it safer. You have to, you know, if you have to have security show up so often to just show up to the school, just random cops come through to try to deter kids from saying, I'm going to bring a gun, or do like they did with us when they wanted us to not do drugs back in the 90s. We had a DARE program. Let's have a program implemented to where we talk about why you shouldn't bring guns, why you shouldn't have a gun, why you shouldn't play with them. Teach the importance of life. I guess that's a key thing we can do as well, is teach the how important life really is. How precious is one life you have? It really is to the world.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. We gotta start holding, you know, some of the people that have made it out of the community, and you know, we got quite a few very successful people from this area. We need to reach out to those people and see, financially if they can help us.
You know what, though, too? Another thing I think play a factor into all this, I think with children, man, they too busy online, social media, on phones. We don't talk to one another no more. We don't know how each other feel.
Right.
You usually can pinpoint something wrong with somebody. I said, man, you know what? Something wrong with James because I talked to him. Something wrong with
right.
James because I talked to him. I don't think that people talk to nobody, so their outlet is doing something extreme.
Right.
You know, they go on the extreme with doing stuff, and it's like, man, we could have saved that one child, but we never talked to them because we're too busy saying we got to work, or we online, we in our phones, we're not talking to one another. And I think if we start having conversation and dialogue, and if community leaders start having people come out and have conversation and dialogue, we could. It's not going to fix it overnight, but at least we can start stepping in the right direction.
I agree. We do need to communicate a little more. And as parents, we need, as I stated earlier, we need to be nosy with our children right now. We need to get very nosy. We need to find out what they're talking about on social media, what
mm-hmm.
they're exposed to, and you know, who their friends are, what they talk about with their friend. We need to be very nosy at this point in age, because we don't want, you know, a child who is feeling like they are not cared about to go out and do something crazy when in actuality it's not the fact that they're not being cared about. It's just no one's been communicating with them. And, you know, this needs to go on all across the board. You know, our teachers, they need to be educated in the fact of pinpoint some of this stuff. And don't get me wrong, most of our teachers are very good at knowing their students well enough to know when something's not quite right. And they send them through the channels of the school system. Now, where that fails, I don't understand where that fails.
But I don't either.
Sometimes it does, and I don't understand why, but it does sometimes. And those are the things that need to stop. There needs to be diversity training all across the board.
Yeah,
you know, that definitely does. And there needs to be, you know, anti-bullying training across the board. It needs to be enforced because, you know, that's an issue, and it needs to stop. And, you know, some of these people that are from these areas all across the nation that have made a nice life for themselves, these celebrities, these ball players, these heroes of some kids, they need to come back and speak to these people. Because sometimes, man, you know, we can talk till we turn blue, but until, you know, just what LeBron is doing right now, speaking out on TV, just what LeBron does. Until he comes back and people like him and start giving time to these schools and these young people. And I'm not saying he's not doing it because he's doing a very good job at it right now. But, you know, until they start doing that, and because they know they have the attention of these young people.
They do.
We're going to start seeing them go even more astray, which is sad. But, you know, I don't want to be a part of our children failing. I want to be a part of the solution. I want to be a part of the solution that's going to make them successful and let them be somebody productive in life, man, because what we're going through right now is bad. It's bad.
It is.
It's sad. It's scary. And at some point in time, you know, we got to get it together, you know. And I'm just going to talk about the black people right now. We can't even help one another, which is absolutely ridiculous to me. We still can't help one another. After all the hoopla, we still can't help one another without having a crooked eye.
That's true. That's one thing I learned over the weekend watching that movie called Black Panther. That was talked about in that movie.
Oh, man, that movie had so many messages in it, it was unreal.
Oh, yes. So, but we definitely got to find a solution. That solution definitely has to be made on what to do better to protect our kids while they're at school.
That's right. That's right.
But I will say this. I will say the thing about schools, they're making them so big now and packing so many people in them, it's kind of hard to be fair to the security personnel. Kind of hard to take a school when it's really huge.
It is.
It's a lot of dead areas. There's a lot of areas where people can sneak stuff in. So we have to think about that as well when we want to spend all this money and build these massive buildings because they look good. We have to think about that.
That's what I say to the parents. Mm-hmm. The parents need to get more involved. They need to ask questions. They need to make demands. They need to come up with suggestions. They need to get their voice heard. And
yes, they do.
They're not doing it right now, but they got to do it.
Got to. And like I said, not making excuses. I just think it's hard sometimes for some parents because the dynamic of family right now is not the traditional dynamic. And you have one parent to two kids, and somebody's working, so they don't get to make the PTO meeting. They don't get to make the city council meetings where they can, you know, voice their opinions. But we got to figure out a way to say, no matter if I'm tired or not, I still have to be, like you said earlier, nosy and be in my kid's business to figure out what is going on. Let me go to these PTO meetings. Let me figure out what's going on at the school. Let me figure out how can we make this a better place,
That's right.
Better safe school for my to attend.
That's right. Man, I'm up against the break, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this with us. It enlightens me to what's going on in other areas, and then I, you know, and just to hear it from someone that's else that's in the school, how they feel about the situation, it really brings some light as to what's going on. So I appreciate you coming on the show, man, and I'm going to get back with you. We're going to connect off air, and we're going to try to put our heads together and see if we can't come up with something.
Definitely do that. Do a benefit concert for it or something.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about that off the air. That's matter of fact, that's one of the things I was thinking, but we're going to talk about that.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, brother, I appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you off the air again.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, peace. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Watching you, I know that you pray for me. Oh, oh, oh.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. That number is 646-716-7106. Want to let you guys know that pretty soon, you know, my financial expert I had on here, BYL, he is going to be, we're working on something. He's gonna have a segment on this show weekly. And we're working on something where we can bring all the information that you need. And if you guys don't know who he is, you know, he is a tax attorney. He also is a financial expert. And he is going to I'll give him a segment on the show once or twice a week. And so he come on with me, and we're going to just run the show. And he's going to help us. He's going to help us help each other. Guy is very smart. And I think that we all can benefit from what it is that he has to offer. Also, eyes and ears open for the Independent Artist Festival. That is the 5th annual Independent Artist Festival. It's going to be here in Gastonia. The venue is still determined, but trust me, we're working on it, and it's going to happen. It's going to be a great event. I'm looking to bring some big names to this one, and I'm going to bring all the people that come on this show, express their talents in any art form that they have, whatever it may be. They will come and perform at this year's Independent Artist Festival. Hopefully we can have it outside. It'd be nice to have an outside event this year. I think it will go over pretty well in the area. We need to start really doing some big things. And if you guys can, in the Gastonia area, please remember to support your newly elected mayor, Mayor Walker Reed. Just know that he definitely needs our help. He definitely needs our commitment, our loyalty, making our being safe, keeping them safe, and to be in that great, great place that we need to have in the area of Gastonia. So know that he can't do it by himself, that we got to do our part, y'all. We're past that. Just because we black, we're going to make things happen for everybody. We past that, I hope. We got to be past. I know I'm past that, so I hope you guys are too. Let's get the back doors clean, so to speak, before we, you know, start asking for other people to clean theirs. Let's make sure we got our own clean. I like to take the time to ask each and every one of you guys for checking out the show, continuing to support the show, because that's what it means to me, is to give you the platform, to give you the information that nobody else is willing to give you. And we're going to talk about it, we're going to be about it, and we're going to fix it. And that's my pledge to you. So please continue to check out the show on iHeartRadio, on this platform, and those that are listening across the nation. For you guys that are listening on regular dial radio stations, please continue to listen. And call those dial radio stations and tell them that you want more of my show on station, so that we can make something happen. And this can be a regular. This is what I want. So I tell you guys, I love you with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I will on the air this week. We'll be back on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, matter of fact. So you guys check out the show then. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Got a lot of things to get in the forefront. And just remember, keep everybody in your prayers. Not only that, do some work on those prayers that you're giving everybody. You guys have definitely been live in the day with me.